Parashas Nitzavim. The seventh day of Adar, Zion Adar, finally came. This is the last day that Moshe is going to be the leader of the Yidden. And from then on, Yehoshua, his student, is going to take over. He's going to lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. On this day, Zion Adar, Moshe gathered the Yidden together. All of the Yidden, men, women, and children. And he said to them, Atem nitzavim hayoim kulachem. You are standing today, all of you, lifnei Hashem aleikechem, before Hashem your God. Now why did Moshe gather the Yidden together now? Well, first of all, as we have just learned in Parshas Kisavai, that if the Yidden do not learn Torah and keep the mitzvahs, Hashem will bring upon them 98 curses. It was for this reason that Moshe said to the Yidden, I know that you are frightened after hearing so many curses from me, but let me assure you that you will exist forever. No matter what happens to the Yidden, no matter how many curses come upon them, they will always exist. Just as Hashem is forever, the Torah is forever, so are the Jewish people. Moshe told the Yidden, Hashem is entering with you into a new covenant, a new bris. Yes, just like by Matan Torah. When Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden, Hashem made a bris with them, a promise that they will become Hashem's nation and Hashem will be their God. The same thing Hashem is doing now. On Zion Adar, the last day of Moshe's life, Moshe is bringing the Yidden into a new bris. Why is it necessary to make a second bris now, after they had a bris by Matan Torah 40 years ago? The reason is because they are now entering Eretz Yisrael, a land which is much different than the Midbar through which they traveled for 40 years. During the 40 years, they saw so many miracles. They got the man from heaven every morning, and they drank the delicious waters of the well of Miriam. And they had the Anane HaKavod, the clouds of glory. The Yidden did not have to go to work at all. They were able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs without any disturbance at all. But now that they're entering into a land where they will not have the man, they're going to have to get bread from the work of their hands by planting fields of wheat. And then they're going to plant for their fruits and vegetables, and do many other kinds of work in order to have a livelihood, parnasa, for their family. It was therefore necessary to make another bris with the Yidden, that they'll keep the Torah and the mitzvahs also while they are in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, that's their job, to take the Eretz and turn it into Yisrael, to take the land which was first Eretz Knan, and turn it into a land of Torah, a land of mitzvahs. And that's what Moshe said to them. You are all entering into this bris. Your leaders, Yeshua, Elazar, the Nesiim, the leaders of the Shvatim, and the elders of the Sanhedrin, the judges over the thousands, over the hundreds, over the 50s, and over the 10s, and all your officers, yes, all the Yidden, all your men, your wives, who may not fully understand my words, but will be rewarded for listening to and accepting them, and your children, who will be trained in the Torah and mitzvahs, also the converts, the Gadim, among you, everyone, from the woodchopper to the water carrier. What kind of woodchoppers and water carriers is Moshe talking about? Well, our Chachamim tell us that there were Kenanim who asked Moshe to accept them as Gerim. They wanted to become Gerim and live with the Yidden. And Moshe accepted them. He appointed them as communal woodchoppers and water carriers for the Yidden. Moshe continued that just as by Matan Torah, all the Yidden were there, even those Yidden who were not born yet, Hashem brought their neshamas down from Shemayim to be present at Har Sinai. The same thing by this new bris that's taking place on Zion Adar. All the Yidden were there, including those Yidden who are going to be born in the future. Hashem wants you to accept the Torah with an oath before I end my leadership. Hashem himself swore to the Avos that he would never exchange the Jewish nation for another nation. And that's why Hashem wants to make this bris, which makes both of you, Hashem and the Yidden, connected with each other forever. Moshe then warned the Yidden, many of you who lived in Mitzrayim still remember their getchkes, their idols which were made of wood and stone, which they kept outside, and those of gold and silver which were locked up in their houses because they were afraid someone's going to steal their idols. You saw how they worshipped these idols, and you might be impressed with their riches and success. There are others among you who saw how the Goyim in other lands of Edom, Ammon, Moab, and Midian were worshipping their gods. So maybe someone or some of the Yidden that are standing here worship these gods in his heart. Even though he said Amen when he heard the announcement that we learned in Parshas Kisavai, Arur, cursed be the man who makes an idol. And yet, in his heart, he worships this idol. And he might think that Hashem doesn't punish a man for bad thoughts. Or he might think that since he's only one person who's worshiping the idol, Hashem's curse, which was said to all the Jewish people together, will not come upon him. That's why you should know, says Moshe, that it is not so. The man who thinks, I will ignore the bris of Hashem, and I'll just continue to satisfy my Yetzihara and do whatever my Yetzihara wants, you should know that he will not be forgiven by Hashem. Hashem will punish even one and only Yid, and even if he worships idols in thought. I warn you, says Moshe, that if a person gives into his Yetzihara even a little bit, he will be drawn into worse sins. Yes, as our Chachamim say, the Yetzihara works very tricky. First, he gets his foot inside by telling you to sin only a little. And slowly but surely, he gets a person into sinning worse and worse sins. Even though in the beginning it looks like a thread of a spider's web, eventually it becomes as thick as a strong rope. Moshe said to the Yidden, once a person begins to give into the Yetzihara's desires, he will never be satisfied enough. Just the opposite. He would want to have even more forbidden pleasures. Hashem will not forgive a Yid who goes against this bris. If a Yid does a sin on purpose, Hashem will punish him even for those sins that he once did by mistake. Hashem's anger will be rekindled against him, and the curses written in the Torah will be fulfilled. Now Moshe spoke about the future, when Yidden are going to worship idols. When in the future the Goyim are going to see how Hashem is going to punish the Yidden by destroying Eretz Yisrael and sending you into Galus. And the Goyim are going to ask, why of all peoples on earth only the Yidden suffer so much? Then your descendants, your children, will have to admit that this is Hashem's justice. It is because you accepted Hashem's bris and then went against it. As of today, Hashem will hold all of you responsible, not only for the sins of all the Yidden together, but even for the sins of one and only Yid. That is, if they don't bring this Yid to judgment, to punish him for his sins. The Yidden then asked Moshe, "We agree to be responsible for the Yidden's sins that they do publicly. Then, if we know about it, we know that we have to bring them to judgment. But what's about their hidden sins? How should we know about them?" Hashem agreed that the Yidden should be responsible only for the sins that were done in public. In fact, Hashem did not even consider the Yidden responsible yet for the sins of what one Yid does only after the Yidden crossed the Yarden and went into Eretz Yisrael and accepted the blessings and the curses on Har Grizim and Har Eval. Our Chachamim tell us, the measure of Hashem's reward is always much greater than the measure of His punishment. Here we see in this parsha that all the Yidden are responsible because of the sin of even one Yid. How much more so does Hashem reward the Yidden because of the mitzvahs of even one Yid? And as our Chachamim teach us, the whole world Hashem keeps for the sake of one tzaddik's mitzvahs. As it says, tzaddik yesod olam. A tzaddik is the foundation of the world. All the Yidden together that was about to enter Eretz Yisrael accepted this new bris, in addition to the bris that was made by Har Sinai. Now, Moshe promised the Yidden that when they are going to go into Golos in the future, if they will do teshuvah, Hashem will free them from Golos. Moshe said to the Yidden, when the curses of the Torah will come upon the Yidden in the future, and the generations that will have sunk so low with so many sins, take Hashem's words to heart. Return to Hashem in your galus and listen to His voice. When the Yidden heard this, they asked, and will Hashem accept our tshuva? Moshe answered in Hashem's name, sure, I accepted Cain's tshuva. Shall I not accept yours? Yes, after killing his brother Hevel, Hashem decreed on Cain that he would become an outcast and a wanderer on earth. But when he confessed and admitted his sin to Hashem, half of the decree was taken away, and he was allowed to settle in the land of Noid. So just like Hashem accepted Cain's tshuva, so will Hashem accept the tshuva of the Yidden in Golos. I shall accept King Achav's tshuva, the one who worshipped idols. Shall I not accept yours? What is this talking about? Well, as we learn in Tanakh, Achav, who ruled over the kingdom of the ten Shvatim, and he worshipped idols so much that he erased Hashem's name wherever he saw it in the Torah. Instead of writing the word Hashem, he wrote the name of his getchka, of his idol, Baal. And there was no hill in his kingdom on which he did not put up an idol and bow to it. Yet, later, when he did teshuvah, Hashem accepted his teshuvah. I shall accept the king Menashe's teshuvah, even though he also worshipped idols. But later he did teshuvah. Shall I not accept yours? Moshe promised, if you will do teshuvah in Golos and fulfill the Torah with all your heart and soul, Hashem will return from Golos with your captivity. Yes, not only He will return you from Golos, but He Himself will also return, so to speak, because Hashem's Shekhinah is with you in Golos. And Hashem will have mercy on you. Hashem will gather you from among all the nations where He has scattered you. Even if some Yidden from the Golos are at the end of the heavens, From there Hashem, your God, will gather you, and from there Hashem will take you. And as the Rambam tells us, in the future, the King Melech HaMashiach will bring back the dynasty of David and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and gather in all of the Yidden that are spread out throughout the world. And the Rambam continues, whoever does not believe in the coming of Mashiach or does not wait for him, not only does he deny the words of the Nevi'im, but the entire Torah itself. Because the Torah openly says that Hashem is going to bring an end to this galus. And the Rambam brings the pasuk from this parsha, V'shav Hashem aleikecha es shavusecha. And Hashem your God will return with your captivity, and he will have mercy on you, and will return and gather you. If you are exiled at the end of the heavens, Hashem your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. Moshe continued, Hashem will bring you to the land that he swore to give to your forefathers, and he will do to you good and multiply you more than your forefathers. In the future, Hashem will take away the Yetzer Hara from your hearts completely, so that you will serve him in purity. Hashem will punish your enemies who made you suffer in the time of Galus. Hashem will again rejoice over you as he rejoiced over your avos, your forefathers. And this will come to pass only if you obey Hashem's voice and return to him with all your heart and soul. Yes, here we see how the Torah says clearly that through doing a complete teshuvah, Hashem will bring our galus to an end. Now, Moshe explains the Yidden that the Torah is close to every Jew. Moshe said, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois. For this mitzvah, meaning all the mitzvahs of the Torah, that I commanded you, it's not hidden from you, it's not far away from you. It is not in the heavens that you should say, who's going to go up to the heavens and get it for us? It is also not across the sea for you to say, who can cross to the other side of the sea for us and take it for us? But rather, Ki karei ve'lecha hadavar me'aid. The mitzvahs of the Torah are very close to you, very near to you, beficha, in your mouth, uvilvavcha, and in your heart, la'asoisoi, to perform it. These are the three things that everyone has with which he does the mitzvahs. Beficha, with your mouth, you daven, you say brachis, you learn Torah, you say good words, you bench another yid, and so on. Uvilvavcha, in your heart, those are the thoughts that you think about. When you think about how much you love Hashem, how you fear Hashem, how you love the Torah, how you love every single Jew, and so on and so forth, all the mitzvahs that have to do with your heart. La'asoisai, to perform it, are the mitzvahs that you do with different parts of your body, like picking up an lulav and esrig, or blowing the shofar, writing a mezuzah, putting on tefillin, lighting Shabbos candles, and all the other mitzvahs that we do with the different parts of our body. And Hashem made these mitzvahs close to us, that everyone should be able to do it. Now that's what Moshe is saying. Loi bashamayim hi. The Torah is no longer in heaven. I brought it down to earth and revealed it to all of you. And that's why, also in the Yidden are in Galus, so far away from Eretz Yisrael, like the end of heaven, a person should not say, oh, in order to return to the Torah and the mitzvahs, I have to go to a very far place, or a very high place like the heavens, or to go overseas. Meaning that he has to go back to Eretz Yisrael to do Torah mitzvahs. For this the Torah says, no, Kikare velecha hadavar me'od. That the Torah and the mitzvahs are very near to you, wherever you are. In fact, the Torah and the mitzvahs are really part of the essence of every Yid. The inward, the essence, the true being of a Yid is Torah and mitzvahs. Therefore, it's not far away from us. It's very, very close. You just have to get up and do it. Yes. Not even one single Yid can say that he can't learn Torah or do mitzvahs. Hashem put it in the koyach, in the reach of every single Yid. One of our Chachamim told the following story. Once, while traveling from place to place, I met a Yid who did not know any Torah and did not know about the mitzvahs. He didn't even care about learning Torah.
My son, I asked him, what will you answer to Hashem, your Father in heaven, on the day of judgment?
I have a good excuse, he told me. I'll say that Hashem did not give me enough brains to study Torah.
Oh, yes? Well, tell me, what kind of work do you do?
I am a fisherman.
Well, what do you do exactly?
Well, I'm given flax, from which I spin nets. I throw the nets into the ocean and catch fish.
Well, if you're smart enough to know how to make nets and to catch fish, how can you say that you don't have brains to understand Torah, of which it says, Kikarei ve'lecha hadaven ma'id, that the words of the Torah are very near to you in your heart, in your mouth, that you may do it. When I said this to the fisherman, he broke down crying with real teshuva, and I comforted him and said, my son, there are many like you who will offer excuses on the day of judgment, but Hashem will not accept them at all. Now in the brachos and curses, Moshe had promised that if the Yidden would keep the Torah, they would enjoy peace and riches. And if not, they will get punished with suffering. Now Moshe finished by reminding them that by keeping the Torah, they would get life, which means to be attached to Hashem, who gives eternal life. The choice was entirely up to the Yidden. Moshe said, I call heaven and earth to witness that you shall choose the way of life, the Torah, so that you should live, you and your children. For the Torah with which you occupy yourselves is your life in this world and the length of your days in Olam Haba, in the world to come. At the end of your galus, Hashem will gather you together, and you will live in Eretz Yisrael, the land which Hashem promised to Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. When Moshe finished speaking, the Yidden returned to their tents. And with this we finish Parshas Nitzavim. The Baal Shem Tov teaches us that from everything that a Yid sees or hears in this world, he can learn a special lesson in serving Hashem better. If this is so concerning worldly matters, how much more so when it comes to matters of Torah? If we take a look in our calendar, we will see that Parshas Nitzavim is always read on the Shabbos, which is before Rosh Hashanah. This must have a very special reason for it. Well, our Chachamim explain, indeed, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, that you're all standing today, this also hints to the day of Rosh Hashanah, that on Rosh Hashanah all the Yidden stand before Hashem. That is, every single Yid, beginning from Rasheichem, from the leaders, all the way down to the woodchoppers and water carriers. Because in fact, all the Yidden really are like one body, one person. Some people are at the very top. Those are the Talmidei Chachamim. They are like the head. And some people, like the woodchoppers or water carriers, who are the very, very simple people, they are at the lowest part of the body. And then you have all the people who are in between. Still, we are all part of one body. And when it comes Rosh Hashanah, we all stand equally before Hashem. Yes, Hashem wants to see the unity of all the Yidden together, that nobody feels, I'm the head and he is the foot. Because actually, the head is not complete without the foot. Even though the head has the brains, yet, what can a head do without having the feet taking it to wherever it wants to go? That's right. Whenever a person wants to go somewhere, it's not the head that takes him, it's his feet. So that means that the head needs the feet. The feet, of course, need the head to direct him where to go. Yes, they both need each other to be complete. And the same thing is with all the Yidden. Even if a person thinks that he may be the head because he has certain great milus, great things about himself, yet he may find in himself a chesaron, something that he is missing, that another Yid, who he may think is much simpler than him, does not have that chesaron, is not missing that thing. And therefore, when are you complete? When you are connected and in unity with Achdus, with another Yid. When all the Yidden are together, then we are complete, and we are ready to receive Hashem's blessings. Now, the Shabbos before any Rosh Chodesh of the year, the Shabbos before it is called Shabbos Mevarchim, because we say a special bracha to bless the new month. There is one exception, and that is the month of Tishrei. We do not say the special bracha for Shabbos Mevarchim. And the reason for this is, as the Baal Shem Tov says, this Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Himself blesses. And with that, Hashem gives us the strength, the power, to bless all the other months of the year. And what kind of blessing does Hashem give us on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah? Well, the bracha is that Atem Nitzavim, that you, the Yidden, are standing and existing forever, that we will gain victory on the day of judgment of Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem will inscribe us and seal us for a good and sweet year, for everything that we need, both for our body and for our neshama, and most important, to send us Mashiach to take us out of Golus immediately. Amen.